10. Obama's anti-war, anti-Israel foreign policy. Barack Obama's foreign policy views also derive from his fundamentalist, leftist orientation. He has opposed the war in Iraq, saying at an anti-war rally on October 2, 2002, "What I oppose is a dumb war." He has argued we should rapidly become a nation without nuclear weapons in what he imagines could become a no-nukes world. He has pledged to reduce the size of the military and stop spending money on expensive new military systems so we can redirect the savings to social welfare spending. He has been endorsed by Hamas and had to fire a Middle Eastern advisor who had been privately meeting with Hamas. He has suggested we should talk with enemies of the United States, including the radical Ahmadinejad regime in Iran, which has threatened to eradicate Israel from the face of the earth. Meanwhile, he has appointed several top foreign policy advisors who deserve their anti-Israel reputations. As Obama campaigned for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton repeatedly attacked his foreign policy positions as reflecting his inexperience in international affairs. Moreover, Clinton charged that Obama's votes in the Senate, especially on issues of Iraq funding, were inconsistent with the anti-war sentiments he expressed in his speeches. At one point, President Bill Clinton, campaigning for his wife, shouted out in frustration there was no difference in Obama and Hillary's voting record on Iraq. "Give me a break," Bill Clinton pleaded with the audience. "This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I have ever seen." Obama is vulnerable to the charge that his inexperience makes him naive in foreign policy. His anti-war positions on Iraq and his determination to push nuclear disarmament make him appear soft on defense, just as his willingness to meet with enemy nations makes him look like an appeaser. If Obama is seen as anti-Israel, he will have a very hard time winning the general election, especially since he will need to directly encounter and dismiss an unspoken feeling many voters harbor that his experience growing up with an Islamic father and an Islamic stepfather have predispositioned him to side with the Muslim states in the Middle East. Fundamentally, Obama cannot afford for voters to conclude his foreign policy is closer to that of a Jimmy Carter than Ronald Reagan.